405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Tuesday, 100 degrees. We're holding steady. You got to say something for consistency, right? Craig Peterson's going to be along about a half hour from now. He joins us every Tuesday. We talk tech and interwebular safety and all that kinds of good stuff. And I am going to press him into service on two fronts. As you know, my personal laptop is having trouble. Well, not having trouble. It cannot find its boot. So therefore, my stuff on the laptop is, well, I don't know where it is. So I got to get it off of there somehow. And then I have made the command decision. Heidi's not happy about it, but I just don't care anymore. I mean, she doesn't listen, so I can say that. But anyway, I'm getting an Apple laptop thing. That's going to be my next investment. I'm going to wait, I think, for Amazon Prime Day, but I'm going to get it. And I want to get some insight from him. We've got Congressman John McGuire joining us at 5:05. We'll get an update from the congressman on President Trump's latest activities, man. He's over there talking to NATO. How much you want to bet he gets those people to pony up some more of their money for defense? I bet you he does. Talk about peace through strength. We're seeing that. So Congressman John McGuire at 5:05. And at 5:35, just going to turn a little bit of a pivot. Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard, two dear friends, of course, from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. They're going to be with us. I want to talk about some new and interesting things for Independence Day cooking. Burgers and hot dogs, obviously very reliable. Steaks, you can never go wrong with a nice steak on the grill either. But what else? What else is out there? I know that they've got some great sweet corn that's in. We'll definitely be doing some of that. And Hanover tomatoes. But we'll have Tom and TJ from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market at 5:35 get a little insight on that. I got a lovely note here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Bill from Richmond. I have a great sauce that I actually sell at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. It is called Wild Bill's Anything Goes Grilling and Dipping Sauce. It goes great on all kinds of meat. It's great for dipping seafood in as well. And I'm going to be doing a tasting from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Oh, very cool, Bill. All right, I'm going to try and get over there and try and sample some of that. You know what else they've got at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market? Jono's Worcestershire. Now, Jono's Worcestershire is a totally local Central Virginia product. It's made from apples. I discovered it thanks to Barry Moore, my friend, the birthday boy, over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Yeah, he introduced me to that. And if you would like to try, I mean, really world-class Worcestershire sauce, I know the stuff in the bottle, Lee and Perrins. The stuff that Jono makes, is thick. It's incredible. It's really incredible. All right, couple of folks making suggestions here for Independence Day menus. Jeff, how about fried catfish and jambalaya? Sounds pretty good to me. You can try the marinated kebabs from Binghamton, New York, Jeff. They're called Speedies. You can get them over at Wegmans. All right, I'll take a look at those. You know what I used to love? Zweigel out of Rochester, New York, does a red sausage and a white sausage. Red hots and white hots. Those are good things right there. 804 says, Jeff, just do what we're doing. Two words for you. Jake's Place. We're just going to go and get brisket from them and serve it. Good thinking, actually. That's a great idea. 804, Jeff, you should ask Tom Leonard what he thinks about this goofball in New York who wants to set up state-owned grocery stores. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I just can't. Well, I was going to say I can't see it, but, you know, in this day and age, who the heck knows? I got a quick question for you. And it has nothing to do with politics, but boy, it's become very important to me. I just got a notification on my phone that Robert Earl Keane is going to be performing up in Alexandria at Birchmere. Now, I love Robert Earl Keane. Robert Earl Keane is one of my favorite musical performers of all time. I love Robert Earl Keane. I could sit and listen to Robert Earl Keane all day, every day, and have a great day doing it. But there are two issues here. One is that he's performing at Birchmere, and he's got an opener. Birchmere. Now, I've never been to Birchmere. I've heard people rave about it. I think my friend Bob Quarles. Bob Quarles, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian. I think that Dr. Bob, who also is the leader of the band, if you will, for the English Channel. But Dr. Bob has talked about Birchmere, and I don't recall what it was that he said. I don't know if they performed there or they went to shows there, but I think he liked it. But I asked Heidi. So, well, you know, Birchmere is one of those places. Number one, you got to get there super early, and there's a big line that forms. And then you got to try and get a decent seat. I don't like that whole idea. I love reserved seating. I have no interest in lining up like it's Halloween or something with my hand. If I pay money, damn it, I want my seat. And I'll pay for a good seat. Make no mistake. And again, it's Robert Earl Keen, one of my all-time favorite musical performers. Well, here's the other issue about it. I took Heidi to see Robert Earl Keen last year here in Richmond because he was on his farewell retirement final tour ever last year. Now he's coming back, and I'm thinking, dude, I love you, and I love listening to you, but what is this? Is this like a Ric Flair kind of retirement? You know, is it a pro wrestling kind of retirement that every couple of months you're going to announce you're retiring and then go back out on tour? At some point, you just have to retire. So I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. I just don't think I'm going to do it. No, I can't. I can't. Shrimp tacos, Jeff, 804 says. Shrimp tacos, the best food for Independence Day. Also, Froyo and homemade ice cream. Oh, and don't forget a hot dog eating contest. Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's a good one. Roxanna says, Jeff, what about a steamer pot? Do clams, potatoes, corn on the cob, crab legs, and Dewey sausage have lots of great combos? Yeah. Yeah, we used to do, you know, sort of clam bakes, if you will, when we lived in New England. That would be a good one. Yeah. Germ says it's the retirement tour. Well, don't you have to retire the idea of retiring if, in fact, you're going to retire? Really, at some point you say, well, that's it. It's all over, kids. I have retired. Where are we going to find you? Don't know. I am retired. What are you going to do? Don't know. I am retired. What are you not going to do? Work. Right? That's the essence of retirement. You don't have to do anything because you are retired. You can choose to do a whole bunch of stuff if you want to. I mean, heck, every week we talk with Carl Carlson about retirement. If you go to connectwithcarlson.com, you can download Carl's free retirement toolkit. See where you are. Plug in some numbers. Am I going? You know, somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago. Where was I? Forget where I was. But somebody said to me, "Hey Jeff, you're retiring, huh? What makes you say that?" Just a few things I've heard you say. Really? Yeah. Now this was somebody who likes me. It wasn't like those people who dislike me going, man, why don't you retire? This was someone who likes me saying, are you going to retire? Are you retiring? You're retiring, aren't you? Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, you never say never, right? But yeah, I thought that was kind of odd. I really did. Just a little weird. All right. Some great audio coming your way just a couple of moments from now. We've got Congressman John McGuire coming up at 5 o'clock, Tom Leonard, TJ Leonard coming up at 5:35, and Craig Peterson coming up at 4:35. We'll talk a little tech, and I'm just going to take notes because I'm going to ask him exactly what sort of a laptop I should buy, and will he help me rescue my material on my old laptop, and then we will all move on. Seriously, we'll all be happy at that point. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here with Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you, please, check him out. It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.